Hello.
Hello. My name is George. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitude and opinion. The number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm just a babysitter. What do you want to know? I think of myself as a female.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
1967. And if you ask me if there's anything about transgender, I don't believe in that. I think people are just mixed up in their head.
You said 1967. Is this correct?
Yep.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, no, I'm registered.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am Hispanic.
Well, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, or an
I'm Hispanic.
Asian?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, negative or positive?
I feel positive. I don't get into all the politics.
What about the future of the country? A negative or positive?
Like I said, positive. I don't get into the politics.
The future of the planet.
A little negative. Negative.
In how much power do you feel young women have to make a change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have lots of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'm going to take a 3. On the table.
Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I have climate change, healthcare, economy, and cost of living, gun violence, education, racism and discrimination, crime, student loans, abortion, access, immigration, national security, mental health. Please choose 3.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with cost of living, health care, and mental health.
Okay, and thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Relationships like romantic, partnership, or friendship contribute to positive change in your community? Or hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, your education, economic security, I was saying economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for seniors, family members, advancing in your career, or improving or maintaining physical health or work-life balance. Please choose 3.
Caring for children, caring for senior citizens, and there was one more, mental health.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thanks again for your patience on this section.
Oh, you're welcome.
Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Here's the first one. Being a woman.
Okay.
Your hobbies or interest. Your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend. Your spiritual, religious belief. Being a member of your racial, ethnic group. Your personality. Being American. Being young. Your profession or your sexual orientation. Please choose three.
Repeat that question again, please. I'm sorry.
Sure. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? And you can choose three. I'll read them for you again. Being a woman.
Yeah, please.
Your hobbies or interest. Your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend. Your spiritual, religious belief. Being a member of your racial, ethnic group. Your personality. Being American, being young, your profession, or your sexual orientation. Please choose three.
Being a mother, my personality, and there was one more. Can you read the question?
Yes, I have.
There was one more.
Being American, being young.
That's what it was. Yeah, being American.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. The first one says disappointed, sadness, anger, frustration, hope, pride, exhaustion, happiness, and dread.
Hope and some disappointment. Disappointment and hope.
Some disappointment, okay.
And hope. Oh,
and hope, okay. Yes, I marked that one down for you. And thank you again for your patience. Yes. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? And here's the first one. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively. Now, to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issue facing the American people. Which statement comes closest to your opinion? A, B, or C?
The last one.
Okay.
C. Yeah.
And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Here's the first one. A division and gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence, or systematic racist, power-hungry politicians seeking control. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. The two-party systems or too many old white men in power. You may choose up to three.
Ooh, that was interesting. Interesting. Racist, I believe. Too many white men in power, even though I hate to be racist. Both political parties, whatever comes closest to both political parties can never come to an agreement.
Okay. So, that would be division and gridlock between political parties or the two-party systems? Which one do you want me to mark down?
The two-party
systems or division and gridlock between political parties?
Two-party system.
Okay. And how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Here's the first one. Congress. Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
President Biden, a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Oh. A little.
Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little,
well,
or
I'll
not
make
at
a statement
all?
On this one. The state government, you said?
Yes. Your state government.
A little.
Okay.
The my Supreme state government. Court? Yeah, a little. Those borders should have been closed. I'll have to throw that in there.
The other one says community. Organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions.
Yeah, a little. Nobody can be trusted fully.
Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
A little.
Your city government?
A little.
Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently detected by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation like voting, singling petition, contracting representatives, etc. Now, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Is this very motivating for you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
The other one says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Motivating.
A very motivating or somewhat motivating?
A very motivating.
The other one says, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Okay.
Very motivating, okay. somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
And how likely are you to participate in the following? Attending a protest? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
What was the question?
How likely are you to participate in the following? The question is, attending a protest?
Okay.
Are you very likely to participate, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
What about volunteering for an advocacy organization? Very likely.
Somewhat likely.
Contracting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not likely.
Not very likely or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Voting in elections?
Yes, I do vote.
Very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
sharing your opinions with friends and family in person on or social media. Very likely somewhat. Not very likely or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Signing a petition.
Yes, very likely.
Boy cutting a company.
Not likely at all.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. No matter how frequently
okay.
vote in elections, please think about the barrier that many have made it harder for you to vote. In certain elections, the following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose a party. Here's the first one. You did not know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or a ballot drop-off locations. Voting did not change things that matter to you. You did not know enough about the candidate. The candidate did not represent your values. You did not think your vote would be counted properly, or none of the above because you always vote. Or
none of the above.
Pardon?
None of the above. I always vote.
Okay. And for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contracting representatives, etc. Now, here's the first one. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Is this engaged a lot more, engaged a little more, or engaged a little less, or engaged at lot less?
Engaged a lot less.
Okay. The other statement says, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit, and electric vehicles to apologize and ensure internet access for all. These are critical investments in substantiability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Is this engaged a lot more, engaged a little more, engaged a little less, or engaged a lot less?
I'm just in the middle, so it would be. What would I don't
from
the whole thing.
From the options that I have here, which one do you want me to mark down for you? I have a engage a little more or engage a little less.
Engage a little less.
Okay. This last one here says the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relieve two low and middle income borrowers. Like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and ensures balance do not grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does this engage a lot more to you? Engage a little more, or engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
And what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to three. I have Facebook, podcasts, international news outlets, local TV news stations, Twitter, TikTok, national TV news stations, Instagram, YouTube, or news and informational article online.
Well, I only do ABC News, so what would that be? ABC Nightly News?
A local TV news stations?
It's not local. It's like Washington. David Muir, ABC News?
Okay, so national TV news stations?
Yes, that would be it. Yeah,
What about Facebook, Twitter, TikTok?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most when you choose? And you could choose two. I have a government, politics, hobbies, tips, or hacks, business, finance, music, show, movies, sports, news, current events, health, beauty, self-care, science, technology, human means, humor and memes.
Movies, health, and beauty.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
It's just high school diploma.
Excuse me?
High school diploma.
And do you consider yourself a 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something
I'm
else?
Straight. I'm straight.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I am going through divorce. Separated.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am. I'm actually going through adoption right now. I have 3 little ones.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And how would you describe your employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, or housekeeper, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Retired and, caring for 3 children now, adopting 3 children.
And from whom did you vote in 2020, general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, we did vote.
Who did you vote for, ma'am?
We actually voted 2020. Oh, yes, we voted for Biden.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources? Before taxes, your best estimate is fine.
I'm thinking like 78.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And you have a professional voice to be in news broadcasting.
Thank you, miss. Thank you for the call.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.